Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
On News Talk.
Loads of news happening around the country this week that just didn't quite make the national headlines. Breakfast Briefing presenter Shane Beattie is with me in studio to tell us all about them. How are you doing?
I'm very well. How are you?
Yeah, not bad. End of the week.
End of the week, yeah. Long week.
Yeah. It
feels like the whole country's getting ready for next week and back to school.
I feel like the whole
stuff.
Country's off work.
It does
That's
feel
what
like
it
that.
Feels like. What's been going on in the thigh?
Well, listen, we're going to go to Kildare for our first story, and this is why Kildare people are so great and so generous, because it's a great story from the Kildare Nationalist this week about an Athai man who has started a GoFundMe page to finance his first year in medical school. So he wants to become a doctor, and he's already raised more than half of his €16,000 target.
Well, that's a unique way.
Yeah, it is actually, but I checked it earlier and he's raised 11 grand, nearly 12 grand towards the 16,000. So he's nearly there, essentially. The page is called It Takes a Village, and it's been set up by a guy called Gary Kelly, who's 30 years of age, and he has been accepted as one of 150 students to take part in the postgrad medical degree in UL. It takes 4 years to complete, and he says, for as long as I can remember, my dream has been to become a doctor and serve my community. And it goes all the way back to when he was 10 years of age. His uncle gave him his first stethoscope, then he joined the Order of Malta, and he also says that the day his dad died, only about 30 minutes before he did, his father told him that no matter what, you need to become a doctor. So now he's following his chosen path. He also says, by the way, the town of Athai really needs a new doctor because it's a growing town with new housing developments. There is obviously a GP shortage around the country. And he says, every donation, no matter the size, will help bring me one step closer to making this dream come true. So he's at 11, 12 grand. He needs 16. So if anyone has a spare few bob, you know where you can send it. That's terrible. I suppose students have to do this, but
yeah.
You know from doing Lunchtime Live, the cost of going to college.
Oh my God.
So expensive.
Also a fairly unique way to get yourself to college. I wonder will other students attempt the same.
Absolutely, yeah. And I presume he's promising as well, if you get me to college, I will come back and be a doctor in Athai.
Yeah, well, that's the thing now. Is he tied, I suppose, to have to come back to Athai?
That won't be too much hassle for him. He really wants to do it.
This is a fairly unique idea.
Take me to church, I worship like a dog at the shrine of your light. I'll tell you my sins and you can sharpen your knife. Offer me that deathless death, the good God, let me give you my life. Take me to church, I worship.
Well, it's more
like a dog,
take me from the nightclub to the church. With this story, because in Meath, we're going to the bordering county of Meath for this next story. It's so random, a nightclub is turning into a church.
I would have thought it was going to be the other way around, that the church that's no longer in use is now becoming a nightclub, but no.
Which would be a pretty cool nightclub to have in a
church.
There's
actually, I was in, isn't there a pub in Belfast? Is it Belfast? I've been in a pub before that was previously a church.
Really?
That's now a cocktail bar.
Cool,
yeah.
Yeah, I can imagine it's really different. But anyway, this is a Dunshaughlin nightclub that's going to be transformed into a church. Planning permission by the council has been granted for this. So an application was submitted to Meath County Council by the Romanian Pentecostal Church, which wants to transform the former county club in Growtown, Dunshaughlin, into a place of worship, a different kind of worship.
Yeah.
People worshipping in the nightclub, now worshipping in the church. The church is currently based at an industrial estate in Glasnevin, and now they want to move in to this nightclub. And the application includes plans to change the use of the former nightclub section into a church, and the original bar and restaurant area will be repurposed as an unlicensed community restaurant. So alcohol is not going to be served at this particular church. The flat roof of the nightclub is going to be raised, which will allow for a mezzanine level to serve the new church interior. They're also changing the building's windows and external features on all sides of the church, and the plan includes extensions to the church as well as the installation of a fire escape on the new mezzanine level. So when it was a nightclub, it went for over four decades. It was owned by the Peters family, and we're told it earned a strong reputation for high volume trade, quality food and beverage. And then a lot of people might know the nightclub because it became a popular venue for debs and social events.
What was the name again?
It's called the County Club in Dunshaughlin.
Well, I can't say I've ever been.
No, nor have I.
On my tour of nightclubs over the years of my 20s, I can't say I've ever been
and
to
of course,
the County
you do
Club.
Also a tour of churches, so I'm sure you'd be at this church as well.
Absolutely.
One in a million. One in 100 million we're talking about. We're going to Wexford for our next story. Are you a fan of fishing?
I can't say I'm a huge fan of fishing now. I have, actually. I went fishing once or twice before as a kid.
Yeah,
I can imagine. With my dad in Mullaghmore. Yeah. But I love fish. So yes. If that's the connection.
Well, there you go. Absolutely.
Love eating fish.
Apparently, women make very good fishers because there's something about the scent of a woman that attracts the fish. Right. Yeah, so apparently they're quite
successful. I used to find it, like, I have no patience as well, you know, and I used to find it so boring.
So boring.
So yeah, boring.
It's a long day. Yeah, my dad does it every week. I don't know
really?
How. Yeah, big fan. Goes to Cavan to go fishing. Anyway, we're going to Wexford for this story because the local fishmonger in Camolan in Wexford is over the moon after a rare fish was caught on the shores of Wexford. The Gory Guardian says Jerome Claxard is an artisan fishmonger who has struck gold with the catch. He says it's one of a kind. The odds of catching this fish are 1 in 100 million.
Aye.
Now, if you're to win the Euro Millions, the odds are 1 at 139 million. So it's kind of similar to winning the Euro Millions here, essentially. What he caught? The golden haddock. It's also known as the albino haddock, and it was caught in Kilmore Quay when Jerome was sourcing fish for his local fishmonger business. Jerome says they were shocked by the rare discovery. Out of nowhere, in the middle of the box, there was a beautiful golden haddock. What makes it special? Well, he says the discovery may not change his life like the Euro Millions would, but it's still very exciting because the fish easily stands out from the regular haddock caught. It definitely is a haddock, a rare one. It has a grey-brown colour. The regular haddock has kind of a grey-brown colour. This one, the golden haddock, is a lovely bright yellow golden colour.
Yeah, I'm looking at a photo of it here. I would have thought it just looks like a kind of a... Yeah, I wouldn't have thought there was anything rare or wonderful about that.
1 in 100 million. I'm glad you didn't catch it because you certainly wouldn't have made a big deal of it. Now, he's not going to sell this. His plan is...
What's he
going to
do with it?
He is going... He's looking for a local taxidermist.
Stop.
Yeah.
He's going to put it in the house.
No, put it in a shop. So he wants to preserve it for customers to visit and see the golden haddock in the flesh on display in the fishmongers. So keep an eye out there for Caxard Fishmonger in Wexford because you can have a look at a 1 in 100 million fish that you didn't think was a big deal.
Yeah, I wonder what he would be worth financially.
I wouldn't say that much. Well, if someone's going to eat it, it wouldn't be worth that much, surely. Maybe when this taxidermist stuffs it, it might be worth a few quid.
Now, we had the Rose of Tralee this week. God
only knows what I'd be without. Yes, you mentioned there we had the Rose of Tralee. Leash obviously won the Rose of Tralee. I really like her, by the way. She's really cool. But Tipperary won the Nose of Tralee, which is the lesser known, but just...
Well, I've never heard of it.
It's the lesser known, but just as important contest, I think. The Nose of Tralee, which is choosing our favourite pets rather than our favourite roses.
It's like a Bonnie Baby competition.
I don't know how you...
Is this an actual legitimate competition?
It is the 12th annual Nose of Tralee. It's been going for years. And by the way, they had more than 1,550 entries and over 56,000 people voted. So this is huge. And the winner of the Nose of Tralee 2025 is Mr. Cooper. And Mr. Cooper is a 2-year-old mini Bernie Doodle from Tipperary.
What is a Bernie Doodle?
I assume a mix of a Bernese Mountain Dog and a poodle. I'm not sure, but it's a Bernie Doodle.
That must be a very rare looking thing now because I can't imagine what...
Bernie Doodle.
So the Bernese dogs are...
Huge.
Ginormous.
Yeah, they are. And this is Mr. Cooper who won it. The competition, by the way, is run by Pet Sitters Ireland and it's Ireland's largest pet competition. Pets from all 32 counties take part. It is like the Rose of Tralee because you get a pet per county.
Oh, they are kind of
looking at a picture of him. He's gorgeous, in fairness. Now, I don't have many details about Mr. Cooper apart from the fact he is obviously a very good boy, but I can tell you about a blind rescue cat from Mayo named Buddy who won the runner-up prize.
Stop.
And Buddy is owned by Westport woman Jane Brady. Buddy was found wandering around the Greenway in Westport, picked up by the Northwest SPCA, and after being adopted, his one remaining eye became infected and had to be surgically removed.
Buddy should have won this.
Yeah, well,
it was a fix.
Came second.
No, don't mind your Mr. Cooper.
Buddy has been described as living proof that rescue animals, especially senior animals, have so much to...
No, I'm won over now. Buddy's the winner of this.
You'll be presenting the Nose of Tralee next year.
I'll be down doing it next year, finally.
I'm looking for a man in finance, trust fund. 6'5", blue eyes, finance, trust fund. 6'5", blue eyes, finance, trust fund. 6'5", blue eyes, finance, trust fund.
I love that song.
I know, it's brilliant. And listen, we're trying every week. I know how hard it is for people to find their perfect love in life. So we're trying to get you all the information here. We're going to Cork for this last story. We told you last week there was a vegan festival in Carlow.
Yeah.
This week, for any single people, they now have their own festival too. It's called Bantry Singles Festival. And it's a fun and inclusive fest taking place on the weekend of September 12th to 14th. So get that in your diaries, 12th to 14th of September, if you're single. It's in the scenic West Cork town of Bantry.
Now, what's different about this?
It's a bit of crack, first of all. Now, it's not, as I accidentally called it during the week, a swingers festival. It is a single festival, just to be clear. And also, that's quite the mistake to make now. And it's not also a matchmaking festival. It's a bit more fun, a bit more lighthearted. So what is involved? Well, we have a live Cilla Black-style blind date show, which I think would be amazing to watch.
No.
We also have speed dating sessions across all age groups. We have a bachelor auction. We have a vibrant queer garden. We have scenic walks, kayaking and daytime meetups. And there is going to be a festival matchmaker there. There's also a big event on the Friday, which is a sober singles social night. That'll be in the local cafe there, where non-drinkers can mingle and chat over board games from 7 and until 10 p.m. And the bachelor auction, I'm sure you're wondering what that's all about. I'm wondering what it is. Well, we're told that it's pretty much what it sounds like. Essentially, you're encouraged to bid.
You buy a man.
Yeah, you bid on a curated date experience with one of Bantry's most eligible gentlemen.
Jesus.
And whether or not you get to keep the bachelor afterwards will depend on how your date goes.
Right.
So that's something to do.
What's the weekend again?
Yeah, that's the 12th to the 14th of September. So that's that weekend sorted. Have you any weekend plans this weekend?
This is my plan for the weekend.
Oh.
Robbie Williams, that is what I'm off to tomorrow night.
Talk about a gig made for you. I knew you'd love Robbie Williams.
I saw him the last time he was here. I can't remember, was it 2 or 3 years ago? He was in the Three Arena.
The classic showman.
Do you know what? Even if you don't love him,
yeah,
and he's loads of tunes, like you're going to know quite a few songs from his catalogue, but he is he's an incredible performer.
Yeah.
And when I saw him in the Three Arena 2 or 3 years ago, I was so impressed with him. This is probably going to be about the fourth time I've seen him. Robbie Williams is the first ever concert I ever went to.
There you go. And this won't be your last, but certainly amazing.
It's a nice, I was going to say it's a nice gig to end off the festival season, which I forgot of Electric Picnic then next.
Of course you do, yes, as well. Robbie, I'm not giving away a spoiler because it's all over the papers. He arrives like he's skydiving into this gig tomorrow. It's going to be incredible.
Oh my God.
It's going to be incredible. He's got the clearance from Met Aaron to do this big dive into the crowd. You're going to have a ball. I'm very jealous.
Oh, it's amazing.
Enjoy it.
I certainly will. What about you?
I'm going to be a nace.
So fire hose in the back garden.
You shall see me around the local bars and restaurants of Nace.
I love it. Shane Beattie, Breakfast Briefing presenter, back with you 6 Monday morning.
Thanks a million.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
Weekdays at midday on News Talk.